Bibles. Do not let people intimidate you. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, and nothing is hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear in private, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who deprive the body of life, but cannot destroy the soul. Rather fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not the sparrows sold for pennies? Yet not a single sparrow falls to the ground without your Abba God's knowledge. As for you, every hair of your head has been counted. So do not be afraid of anything. You are worth more than an entire flock of sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before Abba God in heaven. Whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before Abba God in heaven. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus the Christ.
He didn't need the microphone, I do. It's all good. I'm asking your indulgence. I was at a baseball game yesterday and my allergies are like nuts. And so both the dry mouth from the antihistamine, and if you see me coughing or whatever, it's just allergies, but it's allergies. You know how that is. So, even though it's quite uncommon for me to invite you to do this, I think there are some Bibles in the pews in front of you. And if you would turn to page 843, I think you'll find the 10th chapter of Matthew.
What page?
843. There are music books and then there are Bibles. I think the Bibles are black. Say it again. Yes, exactly. It decided it would be easier if we did that. 843. So the reason I'm doing that is because our gospel came from this passage of chapter 10. And so I'm reading from a different Bible, of course. And mine starts out, he summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits with power to cast them out and to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. And then he goes about saying who the 12 are, and he sends them out, whatever town or village you go to. I'm skipping down to verse 11, asks for someone trustworthy and stay with them till you leave. If you find somebody who doesn't like you, shake the dust from your feet and go on. And as you get to verse 17, beware, they will hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you. You'll be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them and the pagans. So when the reading that Buddy did says, do not let people intimidate you, we're talking real intimidation here. He's sending disciples out, and he knows that they're going to be persecuted. Some are going to be tortured. Some are going to be thrown into prison. Some are just going to be shunned by their neighbors and say, I don't know who you are. You're not welcome in my house anymore. So this is real, what he's sending them out to do. And yet he says, when they hand you over, don't worry about how to speak or what to say. What you're going to say will be given to you when the time comes. That's verse 19. So we skip ahead to verse 26, and that's where Buddy started. Do not be afraid of them. For everything that's now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. Speak. Speak in the light. Whatever's in the dark, speak it. Goes on to say, do not fear those who deprive the body of life, but cannot destroy the soul. We're talking about death for these disciples who are going forth to proclaim Jesus' good news in hostile territory. So I don't deny that this is hostile territory, this world we live in. Not many of us will be faced with death as we speak out, but you might, depending upon how strongly you speak, to whom and under what circumstances. So our congruence with the gospel, with Jesus' way of life, has to be a very part of who we are. We have to know who we are. We have to know Jesus' value of love, unconditional love, that each person is precious in God's sight, and that we must stand up for our neighbors, and we must love with all our might. Sometimes that gets tiresome. Sometimes we are tempted to say, forget it, I don't want to do that anymore, I'm tired. And you can be tired, and we can be tired. And that's what we're here for together as community, to boister each other and say, we can do this. We can reach out to those who are marginalized, and those are many. We can speak up when someone speaks against people we love. We can speak up when people are detained. We can speak up when the borders are as crazy as they are. Whatever your position is, it has to be coming from Jesus's love. So I invite you to think about, what would you die for willingly? Who would you give your life for? Who are you spending your life for? And that could be somebody that you're caring for in your household, or someone you're caring for not in your household. It could be for sacredness of life, all of life, every single person, all creation. How do we speak for the voiceless? How do we be their voice? How do we live for preferential option for the poor, for widows and widowers and sick and alienated, for our LGBTQ community? This is Pride Weekend. How do we stand with and for them and know that we believe they are precious by God, in God's eyes, and we stand with them and for them at every turn? There are kids right now who are afraid to go out that are gay. That breaks my heart. How do we stand for them? How do we stand with their parents and their friends? How do we celebrate weddings? How do we speak out against discrimination, against racism of any kind? How do we speak for justice and peace? And will we risk persecution and shunning and losing friends, maybe losing employment? May cause conflict in families. It's unlikely, but we could suffer death in that process. So how do we hold Jesus' life and everything he lived for and died for in our hearts and souls so that we go out ready to be witnesses? As John Lewis says, looking for good trouble, right? Get in some good trouble. Many of you are active in legislative matters. We just can't say, never mind. We can't face Jesus as he's sending us out and say, thanks, but no thanks. We signed up. Our parents signed us up at baptism. Most of us were confirmed and we signed ourselves up. But every time we walk in those doors and we touch our hand to the baptismal waters, we say again, amen. Amen. So I'm grateful that you're here today, and I'm grateful that we stand together. And anytime you have something that you want to stand together about and need some support, talk to us. Talk to each other. And if we need to figure out how might we act on this, we will. We're trying to put our word out there to say who we are, and we need to know who we are and what we stand for. So God's unconditional love we stand for, and we stand for be not afraid. Be not afraid. So as I've said before to you, the question we ask ourselves is, am I weak enough? Because if we're weak enough, God will do it through us and will lead us and guide us. So when you're tempted, throw up your hands, put your hands together and call together for each of us. So I love you, and I'm grateful to be here. And go home and read chapter 10 of Matthew. I can't tell you the page at home. So sorry. I did want to say to our newcomers, in your songbook, there should be a white worship aid, and that should have all the worship parts in it so you can follow along, because I don't want you to be lost. We don't assume anybody can follow along. We want to help you out. So I think Susan is going to lead us in our prayers of the faithful, and I'm going to start her out.